Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Thomas H. from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Tomas. I'm an alcoholic. I'll start. I'll talk a little bit about my drinking, then I'll get into alcoholism. So what my drinking was like is that one thing it did to me, my first drink that like really sunk in was tequila. I was at a young age, and it brought me right to the present moment, solved problems I didn't even know I had. And I just, like, the way that I am is I really, you know, I'm just sitting there thinking about myself, and that's just normally what I do. And I didn't have my approval. Like, I'd wake up and just, like, I would not approve of life. I had no acceptance for life. If only everyone would just kind of get the script that I wrote and act the way that I told, like, I think they need to, then I really wouldn't have any problems. But, you know, that completely went away when I had started drinking. And someone was telling me, I know a guy that's, they say, like, a chronic relapse or something like that. He's like, well, he's not done yet. And you know what? I was done the first time I came home, and I was still drunk. And my mom was like, have you been drinking? And my mom's a recovered alcoholic, and she's pretty good at seeing right through my bullshit. So, you know, I was done right there. I was embarrassed. I had no idea how I kept drinking all night. And then eventually it got to a point where my drinking, I couldn't stop drinking. And, you know, I could have just a 12-pack a day. But then one time I got this bright idea that I was going to be a designated driver for a friend at a New Year's Eve party. Because he really couldn't handle his liquor. And I would just have one bottle, and I'd drive him home, and I could still, like, hang out and, you know, kind of get my medicine, get well, and come back to my kid, except this time I was a single dad. So what ended up happening is that by around the countdown to midnight, I had convinced myself that one bottle didn't mean, I didn't mean, like, a bottle of beer. I could do a bottle of tequila. So I grabbed a bottle of Jose Cuervo and cracked it open because no one else wanted it. So obviously it was meant for me. And I remember like 5-4, and what was a trend that was going on is that in my allergy I was losing a tolerance for the amount of drinks I could take before I blacked out, and I blacked out like at around 3, and I woke up the next day in my friend's car, and thank God we didn't get the bright idea to drive home, because that's what my drinking's like. I have all this stuff going on, and I'm a victim of circumstance, and then it's like a really good idea to take a couple drinks and get well. And then it's like a really good idea because, you know, I got places to be. I'm going to get in my car, and thank God I never killed anyone. So I ran out of money. And normally, when I run out of money, as long as windows are made out of glass, I'll get money. Or as long as I have, like, certain tools of a certain business that I was in. Distribution, I guess you could say. I could get money, and anyway, it didn't seem like I kind of had a case of the fuck it's, and I was like, nah. And I really had this feeling that I should shape up and stop living with my dad and get a job and stuff, and I tagged along with my mom at a meeting. And I went because there was this guy there that worked in the medical field, and I really wanted to help people. I had, like, these great intentions, but I couldn't figure out why my life the way it was. And I ended up hanging out at this meeting and just crying for my whole first week coming to meetings. And that's my sobriety date's January 7th, 2008. And then I got a sponsor, and then I didn't listen to my sponsor because I sought a lot of old ideas and you know, like, those steps, you know, they're suggested, right? So I'm just going to, like, I'm going to go do a bunch of other stuff. Like, I did, I do what I see my sponsors do now. You know, I got new shoes, I got a car, I got a girlfriend, and I still didn't feel better. And so then I got, like, more new clothes. I got straight A's, and I still didn't feel better. So then I came back to AA, and I started going to a lot of meetings and, like, kind of, like, really imposing this childcare thing on my girlfriend at the time, so I can go get my medicine. And that that sucks if you're with an alcoholic who needs to go to a meeting. That's not a fun relationship. So what ended up happening is this guy was saying that, you know, we could read this book, Alcoholics Anonymous, together. And he tricked me into taking the steps out of the book. I had no idea they were in there. I thought they were on the wall. And it was like, I thought it was like you just like have a smaller version. You just like check off as you go, and then you know you get to step 12 and they anoint you or whatever, and then you just something, I don't know, some ceremony, and like we go to meetings to. I just had so many old ideas, and it talks about you know the results were nil until we let go absolutely, and I had like ideas like meetings were the treatment for alcoholism, and. Well, before that, I had this thing about self-reliance, like I can manage my own life. And that's an old idea that I recently was fortunate to let go. Because even not drinking, that whole managing my own life, that's step one, my life is unmanageable, it's kind of hard to do, and people are patting you on the back. And I do a lot of steps that way people can pat me on the back. And what happened was that I was answering phones like at AA Central. So I'm in this confined area with this guy that loves to take inventory. And he took my inventory for 3 hours. So he's also my stylist. So like when I'm sitting in his chair and he's got a sharp object, you know, I'm going to listen. So I drove home and I didn't feel well. Like when driving home from phones, like, you know what, I just did some service. That's like my shot of spirituality. I should be feeling good right now. And I ended up like laying in my bed and crying and like all this, you know, job or no job, wife or no wife. Like I was like, why can't things still be my way, God? I'm not drinking anymore. I'm helping people. Why can't you just give me what I want, please? And where is he? This guy from, he's actually comes to this meeting, called me. And I try not to cry, think about it, but he called me and we had a good conversation. And they said, I love you. And I never said I love you to another man until this program. And it was like, do I lie in self-pity or do I get up? And I got up, I got back into service, and I really turned my will and life over to God. Like that hopelessness that I first had when I got in, like my life sucks. Like that, only that hopelessness and willingness that pain can bring about, I had that. And my ego was gone for like a good 5 minutes. It was great. It was awesome. It was a great 5 minutes. And then gradually, you know, these old ideas sneak back in, and you know, I gotta have external circumstances match up so my internal conditions can be well. And like, for some reason, I think like the way God made me is not adequate, so I gotta present myself in a certain way or whatever. And you know, those old ideas come in, but I think my family can see a change come much before, sooner than I could. Because I'm still like complaining about circumstance, and they can see my reactions to things a lot better, and what I do now is I came back, did the steps, made an honest approach, and this was only like 2 months ago, and in the last two, well, about 6 weeks ago, and in the last 6 weeks has been like more growth than the year and 8 months I've had without a drink. And a lot of miracles have happened in AA, and that's the difference in my life, is that this one old-timer, he passed away, and he was so old and like short and wrinkly, but he was a really funny... Well, he was. But he was a really funny guy. He's a really sweet guy, and one time he said to me, he was like, is God or God is? And he was like trying to imitate Yoda from Star Wars, and I was like, is God or God is? Seriously? What does that mean? And that's the difference in my life today, is that God is. It talks about in We Agnostics, like God is everything, or God is definitely everything, or God is nothing. And today in my life, like I'm small enough to have higher power and just like be equal with everyone else. And amazing things have come to pass for me and the people that I work with. Recently, I lost my uncle, who was my dad's twin brother, and a big component of my family. And in the same hospital that I lost my dad, my son was born. And okay, now I'm gonna cry. My son was born on my dad's birthday, and this year he wasn't supposed to share his birthday with anyone because he lost his twin brother, and now he shares it with his grandson. And just, I mean, stuff like that happens all the time in my life, and that's the difference, is that I get to wake up in the morning and ask for direction. And be removed from self-pity. Because that's what my trigger is, waking up. and being conscious. That's my trigger. Immediately. You know, I heard about a triggers list and a gratitude list, but I really don't have the attention span for either. And and my gratitude now is like it's not something I can list and have a theory about. It's just something that I know from time to time. I have like these moments of gratitude, and if you've known that, then I don't need to explain it. And if you haven't, then I suggest doing the ninth step. Wow. I'm very grateful to a lot of people in this room, and I wish I could thank you guys all by name, but I just thank you guys by carrying forward what you guys showed me. And I don't know. That's about it. Thank you very much.